Dictation for Penny, P-E-N-N-Y, Sharp, S-H-A-R-P, October 6, 67. Addresses a letter to Mark, M-A-R-C, Bush, P, B as in boy, U-S-H, P-A-C, 616-225-8525. Dear Mr. Bush, consultation for Mrs. Sharp with abnormal kidney function. So, Dr. Legault, L-E-G-A-U-L-T, nephrology at Grand Rapids. They advise to discontinue meloxicam. I believe this is about December last year. She was taking this in a regular basis for 3 or 4 years. She's not aware of details of workup. She was told she has advanced renal failure a few years back. Kidney function was normal at 0.8, 0.9. She denies any symptoms of weight change, presently stable at 125, appetite is fair to good. She has problems of gastroparesis with frequent nausea, vomiting, question dysphagia, follows with gastroenterology. There has been no reported diarrhea or bleeding. She denies any infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, denies incontinence, she does have incontinence and she has prior bladder procedures for prolapse. She has chronic dyspnea, but denies purulent arterial hemoptysis, denies the use of oxygen, no gross orthopnea PND. There are frequent problems of lightheadedness, no chest pain, palpitations or syncope, no skin rash, no headaches or fever. Next paragraph, past medical history, hypertension 15 years or longer, denies diabetes. There has been hyperlipidemia, prior smoker, question COPD, no sleep apnea, no diabetes, no congestive heart failure, no TIS stroke, no deep vein thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no kidney stones, no sleep apnea, no liver disease. Does have problems of gastroparesis not related to diabetes. Also B12, irritable bowel syndrome, bipolar disorder, but never exposed to lithium, iron deficiency, B12. Next paragraph, surgeries including tonsils, appendix, hysterectomy, including both ovaries, lysis of adhesions, but no bowel resection, bladder prolapse surgeries in 2 opportunities. Next paragraph, prior smoker, 1 pack per day, 20 years, discontinued June 2021. No alcohol or drug abuse. Next paragraph. There is a long list of allergies. Which includes baclofen, antipsychotic Vraylar, V as in Victor, R-A-Y-L-A-R, Lexapro, morphine, all the statins, Solfa, Topamax. Next paragraph, medications include thyroid replacement, inhaler ProAir, vitamin D, Spiriva, Lopit, Singulair, Campasin, B12, Lamictal, L-A-M-I-C-T-A-L, Benadryl, Dicyclomine, D-I-C-Y-C-L-O-M-I-N-E, for the bowel problems, melatonin, metoprolol, Dulera, D-U-L-E-R-A, inhalers, no presently anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph denies family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, weight 125, blood pressure 124/85, symmetrical pulses, no gross skin mucosal abnormalities, no localized RAL wheezes. No localized RALs or pleural effusion, minor isolated wheezes, no pericardial rap, no abdominal distension, no edema, no focal deficits. Next paragraph. Creatinine was normal. November 2020, 0.81. However, after that, there is multiple cell counts, but no kidney number. Until May 2022, when the creatinine was high at 1.97 for a GFR of 26, in that opportunity, sodium, potassium, normal, normal calcium, liver function test not elevated, urine shows no blood or protein. June 2022, creatinine 1.86, GFR 28. Again, electrolyte, acid base, normal. Calcium, albumin, phosphorus, normal. No blood protein in the urine, anemia 12.3, normal white blood cell platelets, MCV of 91. And then in July, creatinine 1.64, GFR 33, stage 3B, again electrolytes normal, phosphorus normal, albumin calcium normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B, which appears to be progressive over the last couple of years. Urine shows no activity for blood or protein to suggest active glomerulonephritis or vasculitis. There are few positive white blood cells, cannot rule out interstitial nephritis. We will check a urine eosinophils. Prior exposure to anti-inflammatory agents that were discontinued. A prior CT scan abdomen and pelvis without contrast, May of this year, they reported no obstruction of the kidneys or stones and no evidence of urinary retention. There is no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. We are going to monitor chemistries every 3 months. I did not change any of the present medications. There is no evidence of volume overload and blood pressure looks to be normal. Continue same metoprolol. Plan to see her back on the next 3 to 4 months. No immediate indication for renal biopsy as kidney function appears to be stabilizing or maybe is slowly improving. All issues discussed with the patient, end of dictation.